Still, I long for my beloved communities, my family, the singing and sacred silence of church, the motley crowd of people who've joined us for dinner forever. I'm homesick for touch. I miss celebrations, good vibrations in the midst of grim times, and even loud celebratory noises. Loud noises scare off bad spirits. More than anything, I miss skin. But we cannot fly anywhere or drive to our cousin's hunting lodge or mobile home. Left to my own devices, I'm steeped in dread. But I'm not left to my own devices. I have friends and an imagination. Since COVID-19, I first imagined us as our own planets. We could wholly up our homes with our cranky selves and those we're quarantined with who can wear on our last nerve. But that was too large a canvas for me in my current condition. So I imagined my home as one of these glittery matchboxes friends have given me over the years, containing emblems of hope and faith. An origami crane, a spray of dried bluebells, a heart. Then I made altars around the house, feathers to remind us of flight, weightlessness, grace, and something from the beach that has been tossed and churned, brought to beauty by turbulence.